Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have to tell you, if I was on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Okay. Life is good.
Lots of great things going on the last few days for me, both in my spiritual circle and both in my personal life. I cannot be thankful enough right now, actually. Yep. How about you?
You really like that Mars going into Cancer, your sign.
Well, you know, they say it's its fault, but you know what? I was born with it. I know what it can do and what it can't do. You know, I'm okay with it. But the fact that it's moving into trine with Saturn new in Pisces, I'm like, oh, yes. Give me back the unconditional love. Give me back the nurture. Give me back the fact that I'm open to be nurtured, okay? That I am open to unconditional love from whether the beings are on this earth or high above us. Thank you. It's that simple.
You know, and I really like that it forms a grand trine with the south node, because that south node is so deep, and it goes back into the roots of the individual. You know, you're really pulling in that full centered of love. And so this is a perfect time, really, to capitalize on that grand trine, because I think it's really a beautiful one where we can really see the love within ourselves very deeply.
And you know that the North Node, the tail of the dragon, is going to be retrograding right onto my ascendant. Really. So that is interesting for me, because I wasn't really watching my own chart, which I know I'm crazy. I watch everybody else's. But I said, wait a minute, calling me, you know. And so I am going to be starting to do maybe some videos, and I am going to try and do some Zoom things and maybe invite a few people in. And, of course, I am going to ask you to co-host it with me when you have the opportunity. So I will keep you posted on that, because I think because the radio show has been so great, we have so many beautiful followers and all that, sometimes it's good to do things where people can see you as well and interact maybe in a different way. Although I love the radio show, I'm never going to give that up. But I just think it could be very interesting, because some people are a little bit, you know, camera shy. That's okay. You don't have to be visible the way that they do it now. So I'm learning all the techniques, Jack, and I just want to give you the heads up on that.
Okay, let me know.
And all you'll have to do is sign in, and you'll just be visible, and you can do right what you do here. And I think that I'll make you very comfortable with it. It'll be fun, you know. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, you know, this Pluto going into Aquarius. I mean, a lot of people are asking me about that. What's your take on that, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, and one of the things about this is that it's going to go into Aquarius. It's in Aquarius now. It's going to go retrograde back into Capricorn, and then it's going to go direct and go again into Aquarius. I think this is an interesting time we have in life. I think really looking forward is the way to look. It is about transforming and changing things on a higher vibration level. And
yes.
I love that as one of the things about this chart, because Pluto can, in this, can bring out the healers, the light workers, the faith, the trust. It makes you see a greater picture on this earth. And so I like it, because people have been hesitant in you know, in really exploring their inner selves and their spiritual selves. And I can't get enough of this as far as being on that with us, that their transformations and changes can come through those deeper spiritual connections.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, again, it doesn't matter if you're reading someone that you consider to be an avatar or a way shower, or if you pay attention to your dreams, or nature talks to you, or if you just sit quietly and listen deeply within. There's so many ways that this can come in and bring you a peace that we have kind of lost, because so many things are also going on a larger scale. And I think it's time for us to understand that each one of us is radiant light embodied. And we came here to do something. We came here to give something. We came here to be something. And to just, you know, all I can say is pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and start going. I mean, it's time to do that. And even if you take it one step at a time, sometimes that's the safest and best way to go, right?
It is. I'm telling you, one foot in front of the other is the best way to go. And do what you can at the moment, but stepping that forward, because it is all about, again, we're coming to an interesting spiritual time. Neptune is still in Pisces, in its natural placement, and faith and trust in what you do is so important now. And again, I think a lot of people can be awakened by this Pluto in Aquarius to really see that within themselves. You know, I think that's what it's really calling us for.
I do too. And because, again, it's going back and forth between Aquarius and Capricorn, we do not want to completely destroy the foundation. What we want to do is we want to bring it to a higher level. And that's what I see that cusp all about, you know, because we don't want destruction to bring us to great change. We certainly do not want another real war. We do have warring energies going on throughout the planet. We always do. But, again, the good book says there will always be wars and rumors of wars. But, again, to help each other, and sometimes we need challenges to come together as a community, as humanity, but also caretakers of the planet in total, the vegetation, the wildlife, okay, the environment. I think over the next couple of years, we're going to see a lot of changes for the good. I don't know if it'll always be popular with people, but I know it's probably needed. And I'm just saying.
It's going to be an interesting ride. Pluto and Aquarius is going to be an interesting ride. We live in interesting times, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, the old adage. I get that. So are you ready for the first one?
Okay.
Let's go for it. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, this is Priscilla. How are you?
Hey Priscilla, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm so-so. I wish I had some of your good luck. You seem on top of the world right now, which is wonderful. Nothing's happening. Like, I had that Jupiter-Mars conjunction last week, and you gals were very confident something would happen, you know, around then or before then. And nothing, sadly, to report. So I'm a little discouraged and feeling blah. So would love for you to look at my chart and see what's up.
Okay.
I'm in New York. I live in New York. And
I know. I'm looking at your chart right now, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
But I have to tell you, tonight, Mars is in Gemini, sitting on your north node in your 12th house. And it's in a T-square. And sometimes this does cause you to have anxiety and that, and I understand that. So the Gemini energies have been squaring your Virgo energies now since last August because Mars was there. Mm-hmm. Now it's in Cancer. It just got into your first house in the New York chart today.
Mm-hmm.
In order for it to become real and be something you can identify with, Mars had to make that passage. It can join your Jupiter, but your Jupiter is in the 12th house in New York City. So now, the next 7 weeks is going to be moving through your first house. Keep the faith with this. It's only at 42 minutes into Cancer right now, all right? Only 42 minutes. So know that now the security you've been seeking is going to be able to be activated because Mars is the planet of activation. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Priscilla, you still have Saturn transiting through your natal fourth house, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
When we talk about dead on hits, remember that the reason why we have orbs is because, in astrology, it's you have an inclination. It's not that it's going to hit on that exact day, on that exact moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
again, you have to have that patience. This whole thing is a lesson in trust and patience. That Mars is getting ready to go into, this week, go into your ninth house, which that's what you're waiting for to make it move, okay? So you're going to have 2.5 months where you could move anywhere in that period of time. Again, I say that Aphrodite is showing you how it could happen at any given point in time. The energies are boiling at this moment upon you. Trust and have faith because it's going to happen. It just does not happen. It's going to happen. It's a matter of when. And Aphrodite right now is a lesson in this because one of the reasons why she said it's a stellar period of time is because in a tragic storm, her chimney was damaged. And there was no way of fixing this thing. And all of a sudden, today, they got it fixed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
A sheer miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It took a blink.
An angel showed up at my door that was a client of mine for less mini readings, and he came in and made all this happen. And, see, the way that your chart's set up, planets that are in water, okay, because you have Mars, Neptune, and your vertex on Scorpio, so that Mars has moved into water now, Saturn has moved into water now, Neptune's already there. So it's psychic intuition, it's psychic clairvoyance, and psychic instinct. It's going to bring you to where you need to be. And if you just trust your process, you know, I sleep like the dead. I do. And you know why? Because at the end of the day, I know I've done my due diligence, and I give the rest to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to bed, I sleep on my back. I'm on a little neck pillow. I have 4 cats all around me, and I go out like a light within 5 minutes, and I'm gone for the night. I don't even move. And, okay, unless I have to use the bathroom, in which case two of them follow me in and follow me back, okay? But know when to lay it down. Okay?
Yeah.
With all your Virgo, it's hard to do that, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I mean, I was just like
yeah.
hoping, like you sounded like, you know, with my Mars in the eighth house, it just seemed like a very opportune time for this to happen. And so, yeah, it's a little disappointing. So when does Saturn leave my fourth house?
She's
looking at your natal, and I'm looking at your New York chart. We're looking at two different pictures here, and we're not trying to confuse you, okay?
Right. Okay.
Because
in your
New York chart, Mars is moving through your first house of self-identification, and
it's already
trine to Saturn, your ninth house. Now she's seeing another planet, your ninth house, and the ninth house is the gates of heaven, God watching over you. Have faith, no matter what shows up in this realm, okay? So we're both seeing it, but we're seeing it in a different dimension because that's why we work so well together, because you're both giving you confirmation that this is already in the works. It's just a matter of time. In other words, I think your prayers have been heard. You had that Mars Jupiter conjunction, and now it's happening.
Yeah.
Now it's going to unfold. okay?
What is the window, though? When is the window of it unfolding? Do we have any sense, any sort of
over the next 7 weeks, but she's seeing 2 weeks in her chart. It's over the next 7 weeks that some of these things are just going to come to fruition. Mars is going to be trining your Mars, your Neptune, your Vertex. And not only are you going to feel more secure, you are going to just feel more happy.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, because I think you got, last time we spoke, you said you both see it happening before the end of March. So moving beyond, you know, March and going into 7 weeks is, we're looking into April potentially then and not the end of March, right?
Well, I think you're going to get good word before the end of March. I mean, we still have some days here. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. We still have some.
And what's happening is the moon is in Gemini tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be going into Cancer. So the moon changes signs every 2.5 days. And then it's going to be joining Mars in your first house now. You can get good news right before the end of the month, just like we told you before. But the key is to not get yourself spell of anxiety, okay?
Right.
But to just know that it's coming to you. Am I making sense to you now?
You are. I'm just so tired of being patient and then holding this, you know, the space for something to happen. I'm just getting impatient and, you know, I don't know. I'm just feeling disappointed and discouraged, you know.
Hey, the here is let God, okay?
Yeah.
It's about can I do anything about it? And if you cannot do anything to make it change, you've got to let up and set it down. Remember, you're a dual sign. So you got to, okay, you guys got this, so I'm going to go on to something else because I can't do a thing about this. It is about that switch because, again, here, Saturn is in Pisces. Your natal Saturn is in Pisces. You're not going through your Saturn return. That's still a little bit away. But it is looking at the door saying, here's your lesson in life, is to trust and have faith. Okay?
Okay.
Be that new personality and move from one thing to the other. Shift that energy. And it'll be a lot easier because, again, here, it could happen at any given point in time now. Again, there's so many triggers right now on your chart that it could happen anytime.
Okay. One last question. You say I'm a dual sign. What does that mean?
It means a dual sign has two pieces to it. What they do is they have two different sides to them, okay? Most people know like Gemini because Geminis are very obvious about it, okay?
Right.
Virgo, not so much. Each element has a dual sign to it, okay? And you're the earth element, okay, which means that you're analytical, practical, and when you get stuck on something, you really get stuck on something. And that analyticalness of yours is what gets in your way at that point in time. Again, you're required in your lifetime to physically make changes. And I talk about this to a lot of clients that have a large Virgo energy because there's a trick for the Virgo energy, and that is go clean something, a drawer, a closet, do something, because Mars is an earth sign. So if you get if you're frustrated, go get something that you're going to put that hand eye detail on, and it'll break that. Okay, and that's
so agree.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so true. I used to do that. Yeah. It helped.
So I want you to do. What I want you to do, Priscilla, is while you're waiting, knowing everything's going to work out in divine order, I want you to take good care of your health. Because I have some concerns about your chart tonight. And I want you to take good care of your health. In other words, spend some time, do relax, do yoga, do meditate, take a walk.
Okay.
In other words, don't keep yourself in that space of just worry that goes nowhere, because that is what I think is making you feel so down. Instead, say, okay, while I'm waiting, okay, let me take care of myself. Let me take care of a person that might need me. In other words, mm-hmm. put yourself in a situation where you're concentrating on other things rather than something that
yeah.
you're fixated on, okay? I want you
okay.
to watch your blood sugar.
Yeah.
I want you to watch your digestion right now.
Okay.
And I want you to only put good things into your body. And when I say this, I'm talking body, mind, and spirit. And also be watching what you're telling yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Because what's happening is you're feeding things that are giving you a kind of weird spiritual indigestion. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So eat better food. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. When you see yourself kind of thinking in circles, and you're feeling that this
mm-hmm.
is an exercise in futility, stop yourself and say, wait a minute. While I'm waiting for the good to come in, let me get this in order. Let me get that in order. And
mm-hmm.
and allow yourself also to relax a little bit. I know that's hard for you sometimes, especially because of the anxiety you've been under. But
mm-hmm.
take that time and try to find the deepest bliss within you, even for a few moments. Okay?
Okay.
Because I think it's coming, and I think it's already in the works. From everything we've seen,
okay.
it just
mm-hmm.
hasn't manifested completely. So know the divine is on your side, okay?
Okay. Okay, ladies, I appreciate the message. Thank you very much. And, I'll try to eat better. That's the thing. When I'm upset or anxious, I just gravitate towards comfort food, and which I know is not good for me. It's a bad habit.
It also affects your clarity. It affects
mm-hmm.
your concentration issue
mm-hmm.
When you do that. So
right.
you're not going to feel as sharp. You're not going to feel as
right.
positive sometimes. And
right.
all I can tell you, I'm going to make one recommendation. Don't put
mm-hmm.
anything in your mouth you're going to feel guilty about later. And that's the
okay.
diet you need to be on right now. Do not put one thing in your mouth, and do not put one thing in your ear that you're going to feel guilty about later. Okay? Try and
okay.
keep yourself as that beautiful virgin energy you were born as, Bella that Virgo. Okay?
Okay.
And say,
mm-hmm.
okay. I want something sweet. Let me have something with honey that has some good nuts in it, some good grains in it. Let me have that then. Okay? Love yourself with what you put in and what you listen to. Stay away from the news at the end of the day. Don't even do that. You don't need that today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, put good things in right now and know good things are coming. Is that fair?
It's fair. Thank you. Thank you
okay.
for the pick me up. Thank you both. I really, really appreciate it.
We care about you, Dee. Okay.
I sense that. Thank you, Jacqueline, and thank you, Aphrodite. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, keep us
hang
posted,
in.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, ladies. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too, sweetheart. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Blessings.
It's tough. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on that chart for sure. But you know what? You have to go through it to get to it. You know?
There's only one
and
way.
And we've all been
yeah.
there.
Well, yep.
And we've all been there at one point in our life, you know, and so it's just nice to be able to have someone to talk to try and retake your bearings. I'm so happy to be here with you, Jacqueline. Thank you.
You're so sweet.
It's the truth. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Alrighty then. Erica 267, you are on the air. Hi, how are you doing tonight, Jessica?
You got it. Yes, it's nice to speak to you guys.
Always
yes.
nice to speak to you.
Curious what's going on in my career sector. It's been very bumpy at the job that I'm at still. I've been more detached from it and applying for new jobs and really going for what I really want to be doing, which doesn't have career postings for it. So I'm trying, like, I'm kind of really stepping in the unknown of, one, wanting the job and quickly, and two, going for my dream, and three, believing that it could happen, it's even though it's, like, unconventional. So curious what's going on. And, of course, you know, I want to be – I mean, I'm trusting how it's playing out, but I want to be able to smoothly make this transition with the money continuously coming in. So I want to stay at this job until the new one comes. And I always have, I guess, anxiety here and there about if I'm going to be able to hold on to it because I'm literally holding on to it every day.
Now, all right, everything I'm seeing in your chart, all the planets in Aries are forming massive trines and blessing lines to all your planets in Leo right now, okay? Jupiter's only in Aries every 12 years, okay? The planet of good fortune and abundance, the largest planet, everybody's favorite planet, okay? All this is going on right now. You have so many trines, I cannot count them. They overlap so much in this chart, I cannot count them, okay?
Mm. Okay.
But planets that are in Taurus are squaring you, okay? So you want to follow your heart. You want to honor your I am. And because you haven't seen it manifest, don't get scared. Don't do that, okay? Because you're looking for the manifestation. Now, I don't want you to talk to me about money. I want you to talk to me about prospering in all your ways. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. It's still time for you to grab that brass ring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is within staying within your own personal values and beliefs. She was talking about the bazillion trines to all your fire stuff, okay, that are hanging out right now, okay? That natal chart goes into your third house of local community. So where you're being blessed is in your local community. I would be looking in your local community to find that passion somewhere in there, okay? Because I think you can. It is about that faith and trust in the process. Aphrodite talked about, don't talk about the money, because that Saturn connection there, which is in trine to your natal Uranus, and it just came with an orb, okay, is sitting there saying, sudden changes are afoot. Have patience, trust, and have faith. Okay, so this could change in a blink of an eye right now. So it is about, and you say, I'm holding on finger by finger every single day. And I say, yes, you are. Okay, and it is about living in the day. It is about living in the moment. And it's not fearing that your job's going to go away, because there is no hard energy there to take your job away yet. Okay, it's about looking for the brass ring. And it is about just keeping your head low and doing what you need to do to get through this job. So it is living in the day and find something that can bring you peace in that day amongst the crazy that you're dealing with. And I will say that will help you along in the process. But it is about, I want you to look for that ideal job. I want you to use unorthodox ways like you are. I want stay in this path, trust it, and have faith, okay?
Okay, so, and why are we not talking about money? What's the reason for that?
Because it's not the money, it's the passion.
Right, okay, right. Well, you know, the thing is that I thought that I was going to be able to, like, chill out at this job. I mean, that was, like, originally the plan. Chill out at this job and then, like, casually look for my love, like, have that develop, and instead it's like, well, you know, of course it didn't work out as, like, I thought it was going to plan. Instead it's like, okay, get on it. So I've been, like, sending out my resumes, like, my proposals and stuff like that, and I just, I don't, what's my question? I don't want to feel rushed about it. I mean, I'm trusting more today and being like, whatever happens.
Good.
Like, the rules are always changing at this job. So I'm trying to lay low, but then like the last hour at the job, like an employee freaks out at me, and then like I think she quit. I'm not really sure. Like, it's just nuts. So potentially I can get in trouble for this. It's just like there's always like something that explodes. So, which is such bad wording. I cancel, clear, all that. But so why is it that silly to ask why, but like I'm just focusing on where I'm going. That's basically the story. I guess that's always what I'm supposed to be doing. But it's like, why is it such turbulence? Why can't I just like chill through this and then find my consulting job?
Because your lesson is in faith. Your lesson is in that joy of the moment. Your lesson is in being okay with where you are now. Once you have that, then the things can calm down.
Okay. So you actually think I'm going to be here for a little bit more time, like as far as like weeks or months?
What do you mean by that?
This job.
It could happen in a blink of an eye. It could happen tomorrow.
The new job.
Right.
Okay.
Sudden changes.
And you know what?
What?
Remember where you are at any point in time. Okay? Try being more present. Because you're feeding the discontent. Okay, not the glory of the change. Okay?
Feed
the glory of the change. Okay? Don't feed the discontent. Say, right now, I'm doing my due diligence. The door is getting ready to open. My heart's ready. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Good. I like those affirmations.
Be more confident in this because, again, I really think you're an amazing woman and you do want to follow your heart right now. And there's so many plants and areas that support you being that I am, doing your consulting work, doing those things that you're in love with, all right? But apparently, again, it's going to happen, like she said, in a blinking of an eye, something amazing is just going to pop up, and there it's going to be, okay?
Mm.
So for now, take it one day at a time and choose to prosper in all your ways. And the reason I say this versus talking about money, because I have no earth in my chart. And people wonder how I got where I am. I was raised by a Taurus and a Virgo, and I'm a great student. So I learned everything they taught me. But I don't have any earth in my chart. But I can manifest anything because I learned the tools. And part of the tools is the preparation, the strategy, and never letting go of what lies in the deepest part of my heart. I'm a Cancer Leo like you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I'm going to be 70 years old in July this year. I have never had to look longer than a week for a job. And I've traveled
mm-hmm.
in many states, okay? And part of it was because I don't have any earth, so nothing brought me down. Nothing made me think I couldn't, okay? I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. And right now, do not let anything bring you down.
Yeah, amen to that.
Keep your water and your fire where you need it right now. You got plants in fire and water right now. They're helping you to arrive at the right destination. As Jacqueline would say, just trust your process. You're almost there.
Okay.
Hang in
okay.
there, okay?
Yeah, thank you. That was, I'm moving more out of, sometimes that fear does suck me in a bit of like, oh no, I might lose this job before I get the new one. But like as the weeks go on or as the days go on, I'm like, just focus on what you want. Like just get it together. So, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you. And you keep us posted, sweetheart. We're there for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Well, all I can tell you, this is what's going on. Everybody's going through all this change, and three major planets changing position over the next week. This is so expected by us, right, because of our art. It's crazy, but it's true. Yep.
It is. There are shifts afoot. And, yes, you know, again, I say it's uncomfortable. I'm a fixed personality, okay? I have more planets in fixed than anything else. I like stable things, okay? But I have learned the discipline that trying to keep things the same will never work. The planets have way more power than that. And it is about when you have this many things going on at once, get ready for the change.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
You're going to love it. Air code 780, you're on the air.
Yeah. You're
going
to love it.
She knows
intro,
me well,
Jay. I have to give you an intro.
That's so cute. How are you, Jay?
That is so cute. I'm doing great. Boy, what an interesting week for energies. Hey, just listening to the conversation with the last caller, and it's like, yeah, I could see where I was at too, or am at. So just it's interesting with the stars that's happening this week. So, yeah, just hear things going with you, both of you. So it's just really, I don't know what it was like for you, but the energy started off wacky on the 20th, and then the new energy was on the 21st, and was actually pretty consistent throughout the week. It was a really great week for manifesting because as when you're talking to the last caller is that on the 21st is that applied for a whole bunch of jobs at 1111 because, you know, that's a number. And what I did is I got a call right away from one of the employers, and they said, come in on Wednesday. So I was there on Wednesday with an interview. They said it was great. We had a great interview. And then then the HR manager told me on the 24th, which is my birthday, that, hey, you got to take this test. You know, it's a psychological test. It's a DISC test, if you heard what that means. And so, yeah, I took it today. And there was another test I took today, and I thought it would be, like, crazy, but it wasn't. It was just a mechanical test, and I went pretty good. So I'm feeling upbeat about the planet. And I took advantage of the stars this week, boy. No planets in retrograde. So
awesome.
It was a great week. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than blessed, yes. And I, you know, I would have called to wish you a happy birthday. I should have, but I've been so crazy here. I was doing my thing, but happy birthday. I'm glad you
had
a beautiful birthday. And good things are coming up for you right now. You can see that this is going to be a stellar year. I think Jacqueline looked at your solar return last time we were on the air, and she could see all great good things coming to you this year. Because you did the solar return chart, it's an effect from your birthday this year until your birthday next in 24. So this gave you, I think, a nice stepping stone, or I want to say a new view of where you were headed. And I think it's working out really well.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, I find that it's kind of like I could see why, you know, the last caller was saying, you know, about trusting and on the edge. And it's kind of, I think we're so influenced by so many things right now that it could throw us off on our focus. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And again, everybody's working more, looking at burning on all cylinders, trying to find a sense of security, because any vehicle, whether it's TV or the computer, whatever it might be, there's so much negativity out there, you know. Now, I have a couple sites I go to. They're good news networks, okay. They're telling me the person that saved their life, the person that survived an accident, people that helped to save the animals or did something amazing, created a rescue resort, you know, for people that have been in the military. So I like to hear some of the good news, but in the main media, you don't hear any of that. So sometimes I'm feeling a little bit down after I read our local news, which I only do it once a day, by the way. I pray for what I think I need to pray for, and then I go on. But I want to hear the good news, too. I want to see the heroes that don't wear capes. I want to know there are good people and good things happening that the major media does not afford to us, okay?
Right.
And that helps me to get through. Like, even if you're in a work environment and the people around you are negative every day, you know what? You can't help but absorb some of that energy because you're our psychic as Jacqueline and I am, right, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. You know, and you can absorb that crap, and you know what? It's not necessary. Know when to hit the off button or change channel button. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of good things going on in the world, too, you know. And, again, I have to tell you, you are an employer's dream. Because I know if you get in there, you're going to do your damn best, and you're going to do a great job. And if they can see that in you, you want to work for them. If they can't, you don't want to work for them. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy?
Nope.
No. And it is your time. Again here. It is about knowing your commodity. I have no doubt they're going to offer you this job. I mean, everything lines you up to really learn that discipline. And you've done well with it, okay? So things should start shifting in your favor now, okay? So take advantage of it. Again, this is a very powerful year to stay within your truth and stay within your stuff, no matter how I look at this.
Well, you're right, Jacqueline. I know it was I forget what saying regarding looking at the better stuff of life and people and what they're doing to help each other. It's like I've been going in that direction too. Is it because, you know, I know the reality of what's going on, but the thing is I got to balance it out with positivity to keep me going instead of being, you know, taken down the rabbit hole too much. So I know some people who've done that, and I think it's better to sometimes just take a break or just let your mind, you know, walk out, you know, go out in nature and walk it off and see for what it is right now. Yeah.
And again,
yes.
Trust
yeah.
the faith that the two shall change, okay? Good always wins over bad. It always
yes.
does. There are certain facts in life, okay? And it may be tragic, it may be heartbreaking to watch these things go on, but it is all about that trust and faith. And I say to you, music really goes a long way with you, okay? So, again here, I agree with Aphrodite about all the saturation level. You really have to focus in on your own inner stuff and not absorb anybody else's stuff. Your discipline is in that tune of knowing that you're in the right place at the right time. You're doing the right thing and taking that accountability instead of letting all other people's negativity affect you.
I agree. I find that kind of strange is that if I just don't take a shower absorbing all this energy and I take a shower, I feel really refreshed. Like today I took a shower and I did all my, you know, my tests I had to do, and I go like, wow, these weren't so bad after all. But I felt really great about it afterwards. I go,
nice.
Wow,
I love that.
Because I'm so close to Pisces, right? Because, yeah. And, yeah, thank you. And I was going like, wow, you got to do this more often just to shed off the energy of negativity and what I'm absorbing when I'm watching
yep.
some of this stuff. Yeah.
And both water and music are your muses right now. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Jacqueline was so dead right with that. I mean, you're in your Saturn return right now, too, and it's trying your part of fortune, okay, in your chart. So, again, you are the leader. You are the teacher. You are the avatar. And you do it with so much humility and grace. I just want to say I am happy to call you friend, Jay, okay?
I'm grateful for your friendship over the years, and I'm really appreciative of that. Even though I haven't seen you, but I, you know, talk on, well, you know, once in a while, and I'm really grateful for your friendship over long distance. Wow, this is beautiful.
You're
I'm
going
really
through
grateful
your Venus return next week, you know. You're going through
and
your
that
Venus
means?
Return. Jacqueline, you tell him.
Jacqueline, you tell him.
You know, and it's funny that you brought that back up because I saw that earlier, and I also saw Uranus conjunction with his natal Venus, so it's kind of funny. And then we got off on something else, and then I forgot about it. So I'm glad you brought that back up because
mm-hmm,
love is in
yeah.
the air. okay? Mars is in your seventh house of one-to-one relationship still. It's still transiting through there. But your Venus return is all about love, and it's all about a new cycle of love, okay? And so don't be surprised if your love life starts to heat up, is what I'm trying to say with this.
But
it also it also goes from your fifth house into your sixth house of work and service. So your work and service is going to become phenomenal after this. Follow what you love, and you will prosper. There's no question about that with this.
Well, that's beautiful because someone else was saying about the same thing too. I'm going like, how can that happen? And just like, I'm not manifesting it. I'm just like, you know, if it's in my karmic thing regarding relationships, I know it's just wasn't there this time around. Maybe next time.
See how you put yourself down? You never know what's around the next corner. You never
do. That's right.
Okay. And I can tell you from my experience. Yeah,
expect to be around every corner. Yes, with you on that, Jacqueline, big time. Yep, I'm so with you, Jacqueline. Thank you for saying that. That's so true.
Okay, and I'm going to say this because I was not when I met my husband. Mm-hmm. I was not even. It was all business. Okay, for 3 months of a period of time that we were in each other's energy. I cut it off. This is just business, nothing else, kept a barrier away from the two of us. And really, because, again, here, I was in that mode of, you know, I don't want a relationship, okay? But the universe has amazing ways of doing things, okay? Because I would have never guessed that he would have been my perfect mate, but he is, okay? And so I say to you, what's around the corner and what the universe gives you, you cannot control, no matter whether you have an attitude of, no, I'm not going to do it or not, the universe is still going to put it in front of you. So, like,
I love it.
Be open to it, because it's a lot more fun when you're open to it and you don't shove it away for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mhm. Yep.
That's you.
And remember, the word desire comes from to sire. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, know you're there to be the male that you are. Okay. Maybe you don't want to sire children, but you can sire a lifestyle that speaks of family and unconditional love. Longevity in a very unique way. So if you set yourself up to say, you know, what I desire matters, and don't be afraid to consider that when you're doing your deep thinking, you know, what do I desire? What do I truly desire? And then the angels can help you better because, again, they cannot take away your will. They cannot come in without invitation. But if you make your intentions clear, this is what I desire. Open my eyes if it's around me. Open my eyes. And they will do that. And they don't do it with a great hurrah. It's gentle and it's amazing. Okay? So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight.
Beautiful.
But we should take another caller, but we're so happy to hear from you, Jay. Every time we call you, you lift us up as much as we try to lift you up. And I know that, again, having spiritual people that you can connect with is so important. And
and
we so appreciate the beautiful things you've sent us, DVDs and some beautiful ceremonies you do, and your intentions, your musical direction. I want to say the symphony of your soul with us. We thank you.
You're welcome. I'm really grateful. This is really awesome. been a really incredible week. No planets are in retrograde. It was straight.
No
awesome
planets
energy.
In retrograde
like
right now. Mercury's going to retrograde in April, so get ready on the 22nd. Okay, right now,
well,
go for it.
That's right. That's what I'm doing.
God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you both.
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. Okay, well, I got to go, and you got another
Many
caller,
blessings.
And this has been beautiful. Really, it's memorable. I'm grateful
yes.
for all
thank
the
you.
Energies and everything. So thank you, Jacqueline. Grateful, Jacqueline, and we'll catch you later after that. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
He's an amazing soul to know, isn't he, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm so prejudiced.
I get that. I understand. Yep. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Echo 216, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia. Hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, we're good. Good. How are you both?
Good. You've called in before, haven't you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Yes, I've called in before. My date of birth, July 16th,
1958. Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, still here.
And you want to go to Las Cruces, right?
Yes, this summer. I'm looking at July when I'll finally get there.
Oh, so you're working around your solar return. Jacqueline can take a look at that a year in advance. Oh, yeah. Maybe we need to do that for her, Jacqueline. What do you think?
Okay, I'm on it.
Now, tonight, I'm going to look at your chart tonight, okay? And she's going to look at this because this gives you an overview of the year ahead. Which is kind of like a synopsis of what you can accomplish from your next birthday, the birthday coming up in 24, okay? Now, right now, you have a lot of trines and blessing lines that are going from your second house of earning your daily bread to your 10th house of your career. What are you doing?
I'm in between jobs. I'm looking for and applying to remote jobs like tutoring ESL online. I just finished a year-long temp remote work, but that ended, so I'm applying for that,
yep.
But I'm working on learning and developing my content copywriting, learning some speaking skills so I can start moving forward with that, especially speaking virtual and live. And I'm working I wanted to start working on getting some coaching, with mindset from what I had been experiencing using personal development, fusing it also with cognitive and healing modalities, and, you know, find some a cheap life little certificate that will be, I can learn just something. So if someone asks me, then yes, I can show that. And I thought a couple of months ago, I found some training and called about it, but the person that I spoke to, they're claiming, and I saw this online on the social media site, that this training was, you know, free or low cost. And they denied that, so the conversation was over with.
Right. There's not too many people that are going to do things for free anymore because the economy is such that even the most ethical person has to charge a certain amount, and that's the way it goes, okay? I get that, and I'm like you. I'm selective. You know, you have a very strong intuition. You know, your moon and your sun are both in Cancer. Your rising is in Cancer. So you have a very strong intuition, and all these Aries planets have squares to you right now. So you are trying to get your I am out there. I get that. But the good thing is these Aries planets are also in trine to Uranus and Mercury and Leo in your second house of earning your money. And also the temple of your body, the temple of your soul, because you're a walking minister, aren't you?
I'm a walking what?
You're a walking minister. You didn't know that? Really?
No.
Oh, my goodness, girl. Where have you been? You know what?
Well, I'm learning.
You
learning
could be an inspirational stuff. Speaker easily. Okay?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Do I think that personal coaching is where you need to be one-on-one? No. I think you're too sensitive for that, actually. I think if you get out there and you are a motivational speaker, when you look at the chapters of your life and the times you've already achieved a certain amount of victory, you can share that inspiration with other people in a very unique way. Okay? And I think that's where you need to be. You need to be much more visible. You need to put yourself out there. And you need to be that inspirational person. Now, that being said, you have a lot of squares right now with all the planets in Aries, okay? But squares don't mean you can't. They mean you must, okay? So if you want to meet the challenge of the square, take your sensitivity, take your intuition, take your nurturing energy to the stage. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? There's enough electronic vehicles. You can do that in your living room and put it out internationally. We have the ability in this lifetime to do that. Okay.
Right. But I want change behavior as well.
Say that again?
I want change behavior. I mean, motivation is good, but to change behavior in someone that's they're just off by something so that they realize it and they're getting the guidance and help so that it changes behavior for their good. That's what I want
right.
to.
But it's not so much about changing their behavior, helping them to make the choice about changing their behavior. See, you cannot take away another person's will, okay? But what you can do is you can give them choices. Your Venus is in Gemini, okay? As a counselor, you give them choices. Say, if you move in this direction, this is probably going to be your outcome. If you move in this direction, this is probably going to be your outcome. You choose, okay? You're in a worst-case scenario. Let me show you your best-case scenario. You have the ability to do this, honey, because you've been there, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So you want to teach what you've learned, and you need to do it your unique way. Your Mars is in friggin' Aries. Really? Yeah. Jacqueline, what are you seeing? I'm sorry, I took the floor. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I agree 100%. And yes, you were born preacher by trade, okay? And that doesn't mean that you get up and praise God, hallelujah, okay? Because most of our preachers are not, and they feel like you. They don't feel like, you know, they're not a leader as per se, and they try and stay back behind the lines. And I say, no, you need to really get out in the public. I agree with Aphrodite, everything Aphrodite said. Okay? I have to put that out there. When are you planning on making this this trek? You said in July.
Yes, I leave at the end of June, and I'm taking the Amtrak train. Now it takes a couple of days, so that first week in July.
Okay, right before your birthday.
It. Because
I was going to suggest I like the Las Cruces chart better than I do the Cleveland chart, okay? So I think you're making the right choice by being there. It really makes a full transformation and change in your life because you end up with this Pluto retrograde sitting dead on your ascendant, which means this is a full lifestyle change. It also puts Jupiter in your third house of your community, which is great and it puts Uranus into your fourth house of your home. So it also gives you that ability to suddenly find the right home. I think this is a really good move for you, and I really think that you should be in Las Cruces for your birthday this year. I think it works for your work, your love life, and your home this year if you do.
Yeah, that's, well, thanks. But now I've been working on trying to get the short-term housing, meaning something for 90 days, you know, because
these. In here, I would 60.
And all that expensive.
I would say you need something for 30 or 60 days. 90 days is good. And all you need is that temporary housing, because I think you're going to find something suddenly while you're physically there.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you,
don't be discouraged. No, you only need one pearl, one beautiful pearl. That's all you need. Yes. Don't get discouraged about this. Go for it.
Yes, and start doing house sitting. I think that will definitely be an asset.
I think you can do it.
I like it.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Take care.
Bye. We're off the air, but we still have a bunch of people on hold, so you should just tell them where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. If you need a short reading, you just need to, you know, connect with someone, please call us. We're there for you, and we'll be chatting with you again next Sunday. You have a blessed week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.